After that, I called information, please, for everything. I asked her for help with my geography, and she told me where Philadelphia was. She helped me with my maths. She told me that my new pet chipmunk that I had caught in the park just the other day would eat fruit and nuts. Then by the time Petey, our pet canary, died, I called information, please, and told her that sad story. She listened, then said the usual things that grown-ups say to soothe a child, but I was inconsolable. I asked her, why is it that birds should sing so beautifully and bring joy to all the families, only to end up as a heap of feathers on the bottom of the cage? She must have sensed my deep concern, for she said quietly, Paul, always remember that there are other worlds to sing in. Another day I was on the telephone. Information, please. Information, said that now familiar voice. How do you spell fix? I asked. All this took place in a small town in the Pacific Northwest. When I was 9 years old, we moved across the country to Boston. I missed my friend very much. Information, please. Belonged to that old wooden box back home, and I somehow never thought of trying the tall, shiny new phone that sat on the table in the hall. As I grew into my tens, the memories of these childhood conversations never really left me. Often in moments of doubt and perplexity, I would recall the serene sense of security I had then. I appreciate now how patient, understanding, and kind she was to have spent her time on a little boy. A few years later, on my way west to college, my plane landed in Seattle. I had about half an hour or so between flights. I spent 15 minutes on the phone with my sister, who now lived there. Then, without thinking what I was doing, I dialed my hometown operator and said, Information, please. Miraculously, I heard the small, clear voice I knew so well. Information? I hadn't planned this, but I heard myself saying, Could you please tell me how to spell fix? There was a long pause. Then came the soft-spoken answer. I guess your finger must have healed by now. I laughed. So it's really you, I said. I wonder if you have any idea how much you meant to me during that time. I wonder, she said, if you know how much your calls meant to me. I never had any children, and I used to look forward to your calls. I told her how often I had thought of her over the years, and I asked if I could call her again when I came back to visit my sister. Please do, she said. Just ask for Sally. 3 months later, I was back in Seattle. A different voice answered. Information? I asked for Sally. Are you a friend? She asked. Yes, a very old friend, I answered. I'm sorry to have to tell you, she said, that Sally has been working part-time for the past few years because she was sick, and she died 5 weeks ago. Before I could hang up, she said, Wait a minute. Did you say your name was Paul? Yes, I replied. Well, Sally left a message for you. She wrote it down in case you called. Let me read it to you. The note said, Tell Paul that I still say there are other worlds to sing in. He'll know what I mean. I thanked her and hung up. I knew exactly what Sally meant. Never underestimate the impression you may make on others. Whose life have you touched today?